I'm Herb Trix for WVIK. Though he's been unemployed for months, like millions of Americans, due to COVID-19, St. Ambrose University alum Brian Hemeseth got good news late last month. For the third time out of eight nominations, the 48-year-old Iowa native won a Daytime Emmy Award for his costume design work on Sesame Street. Hemeseth, who earned his bachelor's in theater and art in 1994 from St. Ambrose, was among a team of 21 designers to tie for the July 26th Emmy with the Amazon show Dino Dana. He designs the clothing for the human cast of Sesame Street, and the award is shared with staff of the Henson Company, which handles the puppets.
All of those people bring a design eye to what happens with the puppets and with the overall look of the show. And so we really value all of their skills and their design eyes as well.
Also winning the Daytime Emmy in 2011 and 2015, the native of rural Kalmar, Iowa, in the northeast corner of the state, finished filming his 11th season of the beloved children's educational series, which celebrated its 50th anniversary in 2019.
We just finished filming. We were very lucky. We finished filming March 6th this year.
The COVID crisis shut down most TV and film production nationwide by mid-March.
I'm waiting to hear when we will go back for season 52 and how we'll go back. There's no set rules that have been established between all of the different unions. You know, there's the design union, there's the actors union, there's the directors union, there's the stagehands union, and they all have to sort of agree on what they think are the safest practices for everybody. I know everybody's been working very hard on that because we all want to go back to work.
During the pandemic, Hemeseth did a costume design job through his friendship with fellow St. Ambrose alum Kim Furness, who cast a TV pilot called Complete Bull. It shot this summer with many Quad Cities actors in northeast Iowa.
And I think part of the reason they allowed that production to go forward is that it had a lot of relatively small numbers of actors interacting within scenes, and a lot of it took place outdoors.
Hemeseth stayed with his parents in Decorah and did some virtual fittings beforehand, sent clothing to actors, and was here a month before the shooting. Being back near where he grew up on a dairy farm, he says, was a meaningful homecoming.
Brought back a lot of great memories. It was fantastic to get to talk to the owners of the farms, in addition to having some firsthand knowledge of what these people were actually doing and why, you know, the importance of artificial insemination for cattle and why that is an important thing for farmers to be able to utilize to get the most out of their cattle.
Last year, when Hemeseth won an SAU Distinguished Alumni Award, he also added a big credit to his resume as first assistant to costume designer to Paul Tazewell, who did Hamilton on the new Steven Spielberg-directed remake of West Side Story. Hemeseth said it was an amazing project to be a part of, a classic, iconic musical, and a blockbuster director.
I think he said in a lot of interviews, you know, he loves the original film. He just had imagined it differently when he was a kid, and he's always sort of wanted to bring that to life. And I think people are going to be really excited about this film.
He's crossing his fingers that the theatrical release date of December 18th will happen, since movie theaters are still closed right now.
We'll see. Hopefully, we will be in a better position, and people will be able to be back in theaters by then. But whenever they do release it, I think it's going to be really special.
And for Jonathan Turner, I'm Herb Trix.